From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. During the Southern Hemisphere summer, South America is experiencing a sharp increase in cases of dengue, a mosquito-borne disease common in much of Latin America. The symptoms or signs of dengue are high fever, extreme tiredness, muscle pain, and internal bleeding. In Brazil, dengue is often called breakbone fever for the severe joint pain it causes. Sometimes people with the disease show no symptoms, but dengue can be deadly. In Brazil, officials plan to start a new dengue vaccine campaign. The program, which could begin within days, will make Brazil the first country in the world to offer dengue vaccine. In January, Brazil also started spraying insecticide from trucks as the disease spread to earlier, unaffected areas. Because of the increase in dengue cases, hospitals in Paraguay have set up health centers at night to care for the sick. In 2023, cases of dengue have set record highs in Latin America. Health official records show Argentina with a sharp increase of 12,500 cases of dengue last December. It is a big jump compared with the same period a year ago. The increase has led to health warnings and shortages of insect repellent. Repellent sold out everywhere. There were literal clouds of mosquitoes. Laura Ledesma told Reuters from Argentina's capital of Buenos Aires. She added that there were signs the situation had begun to improve. Scientists say the spread of dengue in South America and other areas is worsened by rising temperatures and the El Niño weather pattern in the Pacific. Both events also add to a longer dengue season. Climate change has expanded the range for mosquitoes to breed, both in the Americas and globally, Thais dos Santos told Reuters. He specializes in insect-borne diseases at the Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO for short. PAHO information shows 4.2 million cases of dengue and 2,050 deaths in the Americas last year. Much of that was in the so-called Southern Cone of South America. The December-February southern summer months bring hot and humid conditions for mosquitoes to breed. This helps to spread the possibly deadly disease. Recently, people in Brasilia lined up outside medical centers set up to test for dengue. Dengue cases in the Brazilian capital have increased by as much as 646% in the first 20 days of January compared with last year. Nelson Diego, 37, tested positive for dengue in the Brasilia neighborhood of Recanto das Amas, where spraying has started. He said he was suffering from muscle pain and extreme tiredness from the disease, though some days were more difficult than others. "Today is one of the better days because I can still open my eyes," he said. "I have a lot of pain in my joints and couldn't walk before." And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Ana Mateo.